This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're happy to have on today's program Mr. Lewis W. Hollis of Jackson, Mississippi. Lewis Hollis is Executive Director of the Citizens Councils of America, a nationwide organization. Lewis, it's a real pleasure to have you on the program today.
Good to be here, Dick.
In fact, more than 7 years ago, you appeared on one of our very first Citizens Council Forum programs. Remember back then?
I certainly do.
At that time, you were serving as Executive Director of the Jackson Citizens Council, a local community organization in Jackson, Mississippi. Since then, you've taken on a few additional duties, such
Indeed.
As Executive Director of the Citizens Councils of America. Just what does this involve?
Organizational work throughout the nation, Dick, which is expanding very rapidly.
I know even though we have virtually adjacent offices, we've been seeing less and less of each other. You've
right.
been on the road a great deal, haven't you?
Most of the time, from one part of the country to the other, from California to on the West Coast to North Carolina on the East Coast.
Well, Lewis, where has there been an upsurge of interest recently in the Citizens Council program? Any particular area, or is it more general?
Well, of course, as you know, and many people know, we've been strongly organized in the Deep South for many years, but the demand for help in organizational work is coming now from the border states and from the north and west. That is not surprising in view of the activities of the left wing, but of course we never go into a community unless there is a request, and we're getting more requests than we can really handle now.
I was going to ask how you conceive of your function in expanding the organizational activities. You don't, in other words, decide this community needs to be organized and send a crew in to organize it.
Oh, definitely not. This is a spontaneous activity by the citizens of a community who have been fed up with the activities of the agitators and want to do something about it. Our mail is as a result of these programs, as a result of our nationwide magazine circulation, as a result of some advertising that we have done nationally, our mail is full of cries for help from all parts of the nation.
The first Citizens Council, to give our audience a little background, was organized in the town of Indianola, Mississippi, a little bit more than 10 years ago now, by a group of 12 men. And since then, as you say, the movement spread first throughout the state and then throughout the Deep South, and now it is taking on a true nationwide character.
Right.
It is a real grassroots type organization, isn't it?
Completely autonomous at the local level by the citizens of a local community, a county or a municipality.
Well, then what is your theory, that the local people are best able to solve their own problems?
Well, that has been the American way from the beginning of our history, that the local self-government is the important part of our nation's greatness.
Why do you believe we've had this increase in interest in the past year or two in expanding the organization, particularly in parts of the nation that had heretofore been unorganized?
Because of the activities on the part of the agitators who go into a community for the purpose of agitating and creating turmoil. Heretofore, the decent citizens of a community have not been disturbed, but because of that activity, there's a greatly increased demand for our help.
Would you say that apathy is sort of a traditional American characteristic until people are really shocked out of it?
Well, it's a fact of human nature, yes, that we're apathetic about something that does not particularly disturb us.
Well, Lewis, let's suppose that you receive a request for help. Let's say in California or in Virginia or in Illinois or Michigan. Suppose that you hear from one or more responsible people in a community that they are interested in organizing. Just how do you go about organizing them?
Well, you asked first about California. We have recently added a field director to our staff in California because of the tremendous demand for help, and so I would immediately refer that request to our field director in California. That would be true, for instance, in Virginia, where we have recently added a man. Unfortunately, we have not been able to add qualified men to our staff as quickly as probably we should. As soon as we have qualified men in every state to respond to these efforts, our task will be easier. In the meantime, in Illinois, where we do not yet have a man as a field director, we would have to send somebody from our Jackson office to help that community after they get ready for that help.
Now, what do you mean by getting ready?
Well, they have to have a committee, a small committee formed, who have made up their minds that they want a citizens' council in that community. We can't help them until they have made up their own minds. After they have done that, then we are ready to help with advice and counsel.
In other words, the function of your office is providing service to these local groups.
Right.
Well, now, what can a community accomplish by organizing a citizens' council that it couldn't do just as well in some other way?
Well, the citizens' councils primarily are originated as an outgrowth of the old-fashioned town meeting so prevalent in New England for many years to maintain the peace and good order of that community. And if citizens meet together for that purpose, they have their effect on the power structure of that community. And actually, the maintenance of order is in the hands of the power structure, if they are of the right persuasion.
In other words, in the case of, for example, a racial demonstration, if the community's civic officials and the civic leaders are put under tremendous pressure from one side, and the majority of the people in the community don't express themselves, then there is more likely to be some concession made to the minority agitators.
Right, you are. And of course, an unorganized majority can do very little. Individuals might express themselves, but that has no effect on the elected official or the public official. But if the majority is organized into a citizens' council, they can have the proper effect.
Do you conceive of the citizens' council movement as being primarily political in nature, then?
Well, it is of necessity. We, so far in this country, we settle things at the political level. As long as we have that right, we should maintain it. So this is a struggle for power. Too long has the power structure been in the hands of, at the national level particularly, of the left wing. In some states, it's in the hands of the left wing, in some communities. But if we organize at the local level, on up to the state level and to the national level, we can recapture for Americans the power structure of our country.
I take it then that you would like to see this question of states' rights and racial integrity, which is the motto of the Citizens' Councils of America, that you would like to see this question become an issue in local, state, or national elections.
In every election from constable to president of the United States.
Well, Lewis, I know that you are receiving more mail than you can handle already, and perhaps this will result in some more. But in the event there are people in the audience who have been considering doing something about this problem for the past year or the past week even, and they decide now is the time and they want to contact you, what should they do?
Write to the Citizens' Councils, 315 Plaza Building, Jackson, Mississippi, and they will certainly get a reply.
And they will receive some information and instructions as to the steps that need to be
taken. Material and all the information necessary.
I know that it's awfully easy in movement such as this to get discouraged by temporary setbacks or by what appear to be temporary setbacks. But with the impetus of so-called civil rights legislation and so forth, Do you feel particularly gloomy at the present time?
No, indeed. We are making greater strides forward during the past 18 months than we ever have before. Our nation, the citizens of our nations, are just beginning to awaken to the peril which confronts us. And the expansion of our organization is evidence of the fact that people are waking up.
In other words, some of the extreme activities that have been taking place in the North as well as in the South have shaken people, gotten them off of dead center.
Yes, indeed. We had a nationwide ad in February to which we received 30-odd thousand responses from all over the North and West, because it was run mostly in the North and West. And all of these requests nearly were asking for help in their local community.
And recently in some presidential primaries, Governor Wallace of Alabama went into the North and registered a very respectable vote in Wisconsin, then in Indiana, and finally in Maryland, where he carried most of the counties in that state.
Yes, Dick, and it's interesting to note that his whole campaign carried on in those three states was based on states' rights, which of course is the first part of our motto. We have a second part, which is racial integrity. He hardly mentioned that, but he found that, contrary to the opinion of many, there is a feeling for states' rights in the North as well as in the South.
People still feel, then, that they are most capable of running their own affairs without relying on someone here in Washington or somewhere else to handle things for them.
That's all that states' rights mean. This is the United States of America and not the United State of America.
Mr. Hollis, thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Lewis W. Hollis of Jackson, Mississippi, Executive Director of the Citizens Councils of America. Join us again next week at this same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.